You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
I wasn't so sure Bednar was going to hang on there. And obviously, Booney going to the whip with Bednar. Hey, it just shows you. If the Yankees were to, because, no, oh, Devin Williams, how are you using Devin Williams? And I get it. I didn't want Devin Williams to close it out. But no matter what, on, what is today, Thursday? So on Monday night, no matter what, when Fried gives you five innings, you're going to have to use Williams at some point. Whether it's the ninth, whether it's the seventh, whether it's the sixth, eighth, doesn't matter. He's going to have to give you an inning. He did. He blew the game. Fast forward to the next day. You only get five innings yet again from Will Warren. You're going to need to go to the bullpen. Did you need to go right back to Williams? Okay, let's say he didn't. Let's say Boone didn't go right back to Williams and went to Bednar in that spot. Then what do you do yesterday? Bednar wouldn't have been available, and he certainly wouldn't have been available for, you know, 42 pitches or whatever it was. So anybody who gets on Boone for this stuff is just not paying attention. You could have all the bullpen arms in the world. If the guys don't get the job done, it doesn't matter when you use them. If your starters are only going five innings, and that's been a big theme with the Mets, but if Fried, Rodon, Warren, if they're only giving you five innings, do the math. That's four innings times three, that's 12. 12 innings you're going to need over the course of a three-game series. How many guys in the bullpen do you trust over those 12 innings? Most of those relievers are only going to be able to go one inning, maybe for two out of those three games. Do the math. You trust three relievers? I mean, think about it. Think about how many innings you have to get with guys who you don't necessarily trust. But thank goodness Bednar closed that one, and that might have been the death blow. I mean, I don't know if Hal or Hierarchy would have made a rash decision if they lost that game, but you could certainly see it. If the Yankees lost that game in that fashion yesterday, you could certainly see Boone not being allowed on the plane back. I wouldn't think it was right, but I like at that point, it's just like, hey, it's over. But at least now Yankees get a much-needed win, a little more breathing room in the American League postseason playoff picture there. And now you come home, enjoy the off day today, exhale, deep breath, try to clean things up, get that bullpen refreshed, figure out how you want to lock and load that thing moving forward, meaning where you want to use guys and what innings, what's their plan. Specifically as it pertains to Williams, how are you going to maximize him? Because you're probably going to need him to have success the rest of the way. Get Judge healthy, figure Stanton out in the outfield. And by the way, Stanton in the outfield, like, I don't know how anybody thinks that that's going to work. Even if it's for a game or two, it's not. Guy can't run to first base. Literally, we didn't do this yesterday, but I should have. Literally cannot run to first base. It's not lack of hustle, it's he cannot run. He jogs. In a big spot where if you beat out a double play, hey, you need to extend the inning there. Or get on base. But he jogs. He's half-speed Stanton. And you're going to put him in the outfield now? I mean, there are obviously some issues there. But take the off day, deep breath, figure out the plan here for the rest of the game, for the rest of the way, and then go out there with Old Timers Day coming up Saturday, the Astros, you hate the Astros, go send a message now. Take two out of three at least and start to get back on track here. That's got to be what happens for the Yankees. Because even with the win, if they lose this series this weekend, more problems for the Yankees. 888-808-1019. Mets have their own problems. Eddie's on Long Island to discuss them. What's up, Eddie?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
How you doing, Sal?
Good, Eddie. How are you?
Sal, good. The problem with the Mets is all offensive. They go up to the plate and they take strikes. They take way too many strikes. If you get behind in the count as a hitter, your back is against the wall. You got to go up to the plate and take control of the at-bat. You got to be ready from the first pitch. You got to see the situation. Bases loaded. You give me a strike down the middle, I'm driving the ball. If I take that pitch and now I foul off the next pitch, I'm 0-2, that's when you don't get the job done. And they keep doing this time and time again. They have to take control of the at-bat, and they got to get the chemistry going. They have zero chemistry, and they're clueless at the plate.
Well, I think the chemistry is a big issue, Eddie. Good call there. We appreciate the passion. I do think chemistry is a big issue, and that's not something you can force. That's got to be organic. Maybe it has something to do with Soto year one. Maybe he wasn't 100% comfortable, but maybe others weren't 100%. I don't know. I'm not there all the time, certainly not there in that clubhouse. And all I know is that it may not be bad chemistry. It's not as good as it was a year ago. Chemistry last year for the Mets carried them, even though they had lesser talent. This year, with a more talented roster, the chemistry is not where it was, and you're seeing a team that's not really... that hasn't been able to click. Now, your point about the offense in particular here, they're not being aggressive. They're being indecisive. That is what Mendy said after the game yesterday, after nearly getting no hit and embarrassed, further embarrassed. They're thinking too much. You can't think. As an athlete, you got to get out there and do. Stop thinking. And if you're thinking about things, then you start getting twisted in your own mind. And I do think that's part of the problem. If Mendy says it, we could see it. Our guys are being indecisive. That can't happen. So now it's on Mendy and the coaching staff to somehow have his players figure it out. What is it? Paralysis by analysis? That could be happening quite a bit in the new age. What, look at this video. Look at that video. Look at this arm angle. This is what this guy is throwing. Just get up there, grab the freaking bat, and go swing and hit, will you? You're a big leaguer. Act like it. You're Juan freaking Soto. That's what I like. If I'm the hitting coach for a day, Mendy's like, Sal, you know what? I love you, man. Come in. You could be the guest hitting coach for a day. I go up to Soto and this is what I do. Man, Juan, dude. You know, give him a little chest pat. Be like, Juan, remember who you are. You know who you are. You are Juan freaking Soto. I need to remind you that. Did you forget who you are? I don't care what the pitcher's doing out there. Lefty, righty, what he's throwing. You know what to do. You're Juan Soto, the $765 million man. Go out there and start acting like it. That's what I would have told him. Same thing for the other guys, although it's a lot more difficult when they're not Juan Soto. I'd be like, Pete, you're the, what'd you get this year, $30 million? You're the $30 million man. You hit, you know, record home runs as a rookie, 53, 52 home runs as a rookie. Remember that. Devin Williams last year, oh, yeah, you knew it was coming, but that's okay. You still hit it. Come on, look at that power. You're the polar bear. Go get him. Come on, Big Pete. And it gets harder as you go down the line. Nimmo, dude. Yes, you run to first base when you walk. Ooh, we love that. Remember who you are. Be patient at the plate. Pick your pitch out. Cross your fingers that you're actually going to hit it hard somewhere. Just kidding. I love Nimmo. But obviously, you get the point. Let these guys go do what they got to do. They're big leaguers for a reason. Chris is in Ronkonkoma. What's up, Chris?
Hey, how you doing, Sal? One thing that bothers me about Mendy, you don't manage scared. Manage mad. You understand, Sal?
Yes.
The other day, I'm going to tell you, no one even says, how do you walk Ramirez there in the 10th inning?
Because he's the only guy that can beat you.
No, it isn't, Sal. That's the run that could beat you.
I'm not pitching a Ramirez there.
I'm scared there.
No, I don't think that's scared. I think that was smart. I understand what you're saying, Chris, but I think, no, look, we could disagree.
I'm not telling that to be the winning run, Sal.
I get it, but just
and
because.
Let these guys pitch deep into the game.
Just because of
let
the result there.
Well, Chris,
see, you're just, you have to think about it logically for a second. Number one, Ramirez is clearly their best player. I would have chose the same way Mendy did. I'm not letting that guy beat me because I can live with, hey, if something happens and he ends up scoring, okay, so be it. If he hits a two-run homer there or rips one in the gap, I can't live with that. So, go ahead.
They're playing scared.
No, they're not playing scared. They're not playing scared.
No, Chris, here's the thing.
Clay Holmes.
You're getting the next inning with the man on second, Sal. You'd rather pitch to Ramirez?
He's their best player.
Yes.
Okay, and what if Aaron Judge is up in that spot? Are you pitching Aaron Judge or are you walking him? Oh, Chris, we can't talk over each other. You pitching Aaron Judge in that spot? We appreciate the call and thank you for the passion. Let me get back to doing what I'm doing here. Would you pitch to Aaron Judge in that spot? No. You'd be nuts to do that. Yeah, but he's the winning run, Sal. It doesn't matter. He's Aaron Judge. You put him on. Go get the next guy. Let him beat you. Mets beat themselves with bad defense. And really, the offense not being able to do enough. Ramirez is the one guy that scares you in that lineup. I'm not pitching to him there. And as far as making the pitchers go deeper, yeah, it sounds great. Would you rather somebody pitch 6 or 7 innings but get hit hard or give you 5 great innings? Clay Holmes is a 5-inning pitcher. You're not having him go through the lineup the third time through. Now, the better argument is, well, then why did Stearns go get him and bring him in if he could only give you 5 innings? That, to me, is the better argument than Mendy trying to push a guy who he knows is not going to be effective the next inning. That's the thought process. It's not being scared. It's saying, I'm being smart here. If I run the risk of putting him back out there again, which, by the way, he's done. He's tried to push his starters, all of them. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. With Holmes, you have to know, get me 5 innings, solid 5 innings, and you're out. BT and Sal on the Fan. We'll get to your calls next hour, but coming up when we come back, the man who built this station, the man who this studio is named after, there would be no Fan without the Fran. Mike Francesa when we come back.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.